geographic disparities in motor vehicle traffic-related injury mortality in Taiwan. Dr. Liu will be presenting this. He is he works at the Surveillance and Research Division, Taiwan Health Promotion Administration. Received his PhD from, Tsinghua University. And his research interest covers elderly health and aging, potential life loss, and survival analysis related issues. Dr. Liu.
Good afternoon. It's a great honor for me to be here today. On behalf of the research team from Taiwan Health Promotion Administration and the Taipei University, I will share with you our research findings. This is the present discussion. Here is the outline of my presentation. I will begin with some background, then the objective of this study, method, result, and the final conclusions. Motor vehicle traffic related deaths were one among the leading cause of injury deaths in Taiwan. In 2011, the mortality rate was at 15 per 100,000, and the medical resource utilization was about $1 billion in 2010. Geographical disparity has been reported in many countries or regions. In European region, the risk of injuries was high in low and middle income countries if compared with high income countries. The statistics of the United States show the ratio of rural to urban risk of traffic related deaths is 15. Some cases were found in Asia countries. This map shows the geographic difference in MVTR mortality. Among county and the city in Taiwan, the gaps between the capital city Taipei in the north and the rural counties were high. Therefore, the main purpose of this study is to explore the geographic disparity in mortality rate of motor vehicle traffic-related injuries. We use the national death certificate data from 2006 to 2011 in Taiwan for analysis. 4 years before 2008, the cause of death was according to ICD-9, and for years 2008 and thereafter, the cause of we called according to ICD-10. Here you can see how we identify motor vehicle traffic deaths, a total of 23,312 motor vehicle traffic related deaths were identified. We categorize the urbanization level of the township in Taiwan into 6 categories. Cluster analysis were applied to categorize the townships by taking into account demographic characteristics and the medical resource of township of the town. For demographic characteristics of the town, we use population density, percentage of registered residing whose education attainment were college or higher, and the percentage of aging 65 and above. The other variable we use for stratification analysis were gender and age. This slide shows how we calculate the aging standardized mortality rate. Chi-square test was used to extend the significance of difference between gender, age, and urbanization level. Here we see the discrete statistics of MBTI mortality rate by gender. Significant difference between the two genders were observed. In order to the difference between the two genders, stratified analysis by gender was applied. For age difference, as have been reported in mating study, significant difference were observed in Taiwan data. Older age group had high MVTR mortality rate. Therefore, the statistics to be shown later in my presentation are age standardized. If we take a look at the trend of MTBR mortality, a decreasing trend in MVTR mortality can be seen from 2006 to 2011. High urbanization township consistently had the low mortality rate, then followed by median urbanization town and the bone. The difference between the other three types of urbanization level were not much. Similar results were observed for males, but the gap between the low and the high were large. The mortality rate were more than three times. In general, the MBTR mortality rate were less for females, but the ratio of the high to the lows was also more than three times. In conclusion, we see remarkable geographic disparity between different urbanization level of township in Taiwan. In Spain, the motor vehicle traffic rate related injury mortality decreased over the period of time. The gaps remain from 2006 to 2011. Effort need to be made to close the gap. Future information and more in-depth analysis will be required to strategic planning and intervention. Thank you. That's all for my presentation. Thank you very much.